approved formally.
We reconvene for the administrative matters portion of the meeting, and there are three items on the consent calendar, I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
The only thing I would just throw at my colleagues, now that we officially have Josh's retirement, if you will, can we proceed with that announcement for his replacement, if you will? Oh, yeah, resignation.
For some reason, I'm not hearing anything Randy said.
Oh.
Yeah, our light is out, too.
Are you hearing what I'm saying, Jules?
I am, yep.
Maybe it's Randy and how about Esther?
Okay. I haven't heard anything except for you and a little bit of Alana.
Now I have my light back on, but Esther's
light
is still not on.
I can hear you now, Randy.
Okay, now we're back on. So the question was whether we can proceed with replacing that position, correct?
Yeah, but we spoke with Daryl this morning, and he's got the announcement ready to go. So if it's okay with the two of you, I think we get that on the street now.
It's fine with me.
It's an internal posting.
Right, but we still got to get it done. Are you okay with that, Jules?
Yep.
All right, perfect. I'll let Daryl know when he gets back from the funeral to get it out there.
Any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion's approved.
The first discussion matter involves Steve, and since he's not here, why don't we go to number two, Alana, if you're ready to talk about proposed legislation?
I just wanted to kind of go over just very generally what the plan is, and then I have asked for a special meeting down under scheduling, probably for the 7th. We have no citing bills. I want to confirm that I'm on the right page. We're not proposing anything for citing. Secondly, we have the repeal of the hay buyer. That'll be a bill that goes in by itself, unrelated to any other grain changes. And then we have the bill that defines insolvency that will go in by itself and also go in the packet, the large package. Duplicate wording, but by itself, unrelated to the package or in case the package gets derailed. Okay. And then the large package excuse me, go ahead.
Are we going to revisit the citing thing? Or did you want to talk about these as we go?
We can. Go ahead. I go ahead and let's talk citing before we get off to the last of it.
The citing bill that combines the corridor and route process, did we determine the industry's going to present that? Or we're going to work with a sponsor? Help me remember.
Well, the last that I saw was that Lawrence Bender version from the, pipeline company, his clients, whoever they are, that it didn't combine it. It simply allowed them to make that choice without having to ask for a waiver.
Right.
It was very simple. And then we tweaked it a smidge, and I provided that to him. And I provided that to Dale, and that's where that ended. I did not hear what they're doing with it. I did not hear that we were doing anything with it.
Okay, I'll have to follow up with them because we initiated that. That wasn't something that they felt strongly about doing as much as us to be make it consistent with how things generally are, the way things are generally handled. And avoid the appearance that we're making all these exceptions all the time. So I will talk to Dale. I think that maybe we decided that it was going to be incorporated in his bigger change, since it would be the same for both.
It's my understanding that it's in his now. With the tweaks, and I have said this to some other people that had some citing ideas outside the commission, but I just think that maybe we leave, you know, we can react to other siting drafts that come in, but I don't know that we want to stir up siting this year.
I'm fine with that. I'll talk to Dale just to make sure he's got it. You've seen his latest draft, Alana, and it includes that?
No, I haven't. I've heard that it was at Legislative Council, but I did not see it. But I have to follow up with him, too.
Sounds good. We'll just make sure that, we'll check that out with Dale and make sure that that's being handled that way. Okay.
Yes. And then back to the grain. The we've been working off of three chapters, three bills on three chapters. There's really four chapters, the fourth one being the grain buyers. But until we get the language worked out, there's not a lot of sense in doing it. That chapter mimics the other one, and it will just copy the language that we figure out. So there will be four chapters, and then there won't be four bills. Those four chapters will be merged into one bill. But again, it's problematic to try to do that until we're sure of what we're doing in the other, in the three key chapters, which is licensing, insolvency, and indemnity fund. And I have many iterations of that. I have a change from yesterday afternoon now that I need to incorporate. I did finally talk with the key person at Legislative Council, and I know how to word the fund. So you will be seeing a revised version of that in a day or two. And again, you may not see it as one bill, because that really is the last step to put it together as one bill. But since it's a package, it belongs in one, because you don't want to have two of them pass and not the third one or something like that. So that's the plan with that one. I wanted to confirm that the commission wanted that as an agency bill that would go in by the 8th, as opposed to a bill from a sponsor. So that was one question for today.
Well, as much as I wish we had more time to work on it, I do think it's important that it be an agency bill. And maybe one good thing is, now I lost track again of where we're canceling that tomorrow's hearing.
We did that on
admin. That was on consent. Okay.
On consent, yeah.
Okay, so with that day opened up now, I know I will have quite a bit of time to dedicate to this bill and can hopefully be helpful.
Me too, yes. And there will be a revised version. I did get several answers since I last talked with you that I need to change. I just didn't get time to make the changes in the language.
But I think since it is so closely correlated with our budget, it should be an agency bill. And even though I'm usually the one that's not a fan of agency bills and going out and finding legislators, but this is our deal. I originally wished, I still wish it could have been part of our budget even. The second thing is, how do we make sure, I think our budget will start in the House this year, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
How do we make sure that an agency bill starts on one House or the other, because we want it to start on the same side as our budget?
I have no idea. The insiders, like former legislators, would know that.
People who worked in the state Senate in District 33, perhaps.
I just quietly disliked agency bills. I didn't worry about how they ended up on one side or the other.
I remember that.
No. I'll follow up with OMB or Legislative Council and find out, because I know at least one person in OMB also agrees that it's very important that it be on the same side. Okay. So if something gets re-referred, they might end up having a joint discussion or something like that.
Okay. We'll talk more on that. And if the other commissioners are on board, then that's the plan, and you will see it. And there will be a special meeting to finalize these, hopefully the 7th, to give us time afterwards to get them in. By the 7th.
So what's the deadline again, Alana? I'm sorry I missed that at the beginning.
The 8th.
And that, can you tell me what day that is? Is that next Friday?
Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Yeah, 7th is Pearl Harbor Day, so I know that's Wednesday.
And then the final concept was this business about taking credit card payments, which I have been working on what ought to be the language, but what I'm bumping up against is that you really don't need any language. I'm still confused about what we might need. The way I understand from the several different avenues that I've investigated in order to try to get guidance, which is OMB and a couple agencies and legislative council. You either pay the fee yourself, getting a bill from Bank of North Dakota, which isn't out of your operating, and it's a line item in your appropriation, and you don't need any special authority to do that. You just need the authority of being able to spend your operating on it. Or you add a surcharge, and there's a general statute for all agencies to add that surcharge if they choose to go that way to each customer. And there are rules from the Bank of North Dakota for how to do that. So at this point in time, I drafted a few examples. Josh had informed me that they're not what he thought would work, which is fine. I'm not sure that we necessarily need anything if you're going to go one of those other two routes. And again, I've still got a couple more calls to make to see if I'm off base. The Water Commission call confirmed. Steve told me to call them. They're just paying it out of operating and getting a bill monthly from Bank of North Dakota. That's how they're doing it. They did say they conversed about trying to do something else. It didn't go anywhere. So at this point, I don't see a need for the authority to charge. Where you're getting the money is a question. I don't know, it's a question. It relates to statutory language, except insofar as it relates to appropriations.
Will we need to
set a policy? Would we ask for more money then?
There is to cover
these charges?
You mean in your budget?
Right.
Yes, you would have to, or take it from something else out of operating, if you could afford that.
I have a question, if I may. Could it be that we set it so that we deposit to the general fund the portion not needed, the everything except for what's needed for the credit card payment?
Well,
so the net of the transaction.
And that is the way I wrote one of the options. I don't know if I used the right magic words for what the credit card charge is called, but that's a different question. That is the way I wrote one of the options, but then Josh didn't think it would work, but I'm not sure why. But you're still going to have to show it on your fiscal note and eventually in appropriations that, okay, instead of having revenue of X amount, we have this much less now. And
could I maybe just interject here with my colleagues? Lana and I spent a long time yesterday talking about this, and maybe since we freed up tomorrow from that hearing, maybe we should just pick a time and go through this, because this is going to turn into these are long discussions, and I don't know when we're going to have time before the special meeting other than tomorrow to kind of walk through this. So maybe we should do that.
I would be fine with that.
I'm fine with that. I think that we have to get, this seems like the people, we're not getting all the right information, and while it's a legal matter, I'm not sure that Alana is the one that has the responsibility to get to the bottom of the options available. It's a budget issue, isn't it?
Well, Josh just walked in. That's why I thought this could be a longer discussion than what we probably need to spend now. So just pick a time tomorrow, and we can go through all the bill drafts and like we did that one day, and then I don't know, I'll just throw that out there because there's a lot of discussion.
Well,
give us some time.
From the accounting standpoint, I think we need to get the budget folks looking and talking to OMB and whoever is the authority on this credit card issue and bringing that to the conversation so we have, more options about or more direction as to how is this to be done.
I will say as we expand the things that we would be talking about credit cards for, over the years, it's been about, these $8 fees or something like that when we go out and check a scale in a ice cream shop or something like that. And now as we go to licensing, where they're paying their biannual licensing fees, we're talking about a significant amount of money there. So I don't know. I think we're almost going to have to do the surcharge. I don't know where we'd find these kinds of dollar amounts in our budget when we've done the cuts that we've already made. But we can have that, I think, discussion tomorrow with that other hearing canceled. I think is a great idea.
Okay, let's put it down on scheduling.
Is there anything else that you wanted to cover now as opposed to tomorrow, Alana?
No, because that was my last topic. One.
Julie, did you have anything else on this subject before we move on to ITD?
I do not.
I have a question for Steve. Did you have a question on the grain licensing about one year or 2 years? Turn your mic.
I'm backing off of that.
Okay. All right.
I'm backing off on that one for the time being anyway.
Okay.
Brian, you ready to move into ITD policies?
That was Steve for ITD.
Yeah, but I mean, you're done as far as this discussion.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm good, yeah.
Okay, let's go to number one then.
Reason I put that on is ITD has decided that in particular, the data plans for cell phones fall into their purview under wide area network. And so they have taken control or are in the process of taking control of those plans. I am still in the process of trying to figure out how much granular detail we'll get back. They have told me at this point it's a straight pass-through. They will not be adding any surcharges to it, any overhead. But as I was looking at this, Commissioner Kalk wanted a meeting with Mike Ressler, and I was unable to get dates from Mike to facilitate that discussion or that meeting. He passed me off to one of their division directors who's in charge of networking, Dwayne Schell, who did call me, and he's at least looking at why they did it, and didn't sound like he was going to back off from them taking them, but at least he'd try to figure out why they, at this point in time, decided it was a good idea to do that. He also said he would look in to see how much granularity I could get on reporting so I could see what our people were actually doing with the cell phone plans. So I'm a little concerned about, you know, how well we can manage them, not having control of them, but it is.
Well, and that was the gist of it. I wanted to talk to my colleagues about it, at least alert you, because, you know, the world's about to change for heads and cabinet members. Who knows what chips are all going to fall, but we've had long discussions with ITD over the years about who does what to whom, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, they just do this without a heads up to anybody, and under whose authority? I don't work for those guys, and so I just, that's I guess where I'm at, and I don't like what they're doing, I just don't like it. So I wanted to push back a little bit, but I wanted to see where you two were at before I went too far.
Well, I agree with you. It seems strange, and it's without any explanation about what's gained by them doing this and what's lost by us. We just need a better explanation. And I'm curious, Steve, how many data plans do we have for cell phones? How many state cell phones do we issue to people?
Off the top of my head, I don't know exactly, but I would guess around that 15 mark.
And is it cell phones and iPads?
Yes.
All of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as we go forward, there will also be some of the laptops will also have that capability going forward. Specifically, we're looking at weights and measures as a pilot. And if that works well, it will probably also go into some of the grain elevator areas as well. Currently, they use the cell plans the data plans on the cell phones, and that's kind of a hokey way to do it. So we're looking at a better option there.
So, but besides agreeing to dislike it, is there anything, do we feel there's something that they're doing that doesn't fall within the law, or
that's my question. Does it fall within the law, and do we want to go?
Well, what I'd proposed is that I thought it'd be just easy. I asked Steve to talk to Mike and come up and talk to us about it, right? And he's avoiding us. And so I think the next step, I guess, from my viewpoint would be to send a letter from the commission to Mike asking what they're doing and have him respond to it, because he's avoided meeting with me or us. He's yet to respond to Steve, so put something formal that on such and such a date, we understand this is what happened, the commissioner would like to know why, put it in writing and send it over to him. Yeah. That's what I propose as the next step.
Why and what the impacts are going to be, yeah, and what the benefits are.
Yep, but something more formal from the three of us.
It could be just an email, too.
Either way, but before I got too far out there, I wanted to talk to the two of you, and it sounds like we're in agreement. So is that something, Julie, you want to send over as chair or?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let you and
Steve. Why don't you draft an email for me, but keep it super simple, like so I have the details on when this happened and all of that. Well, and then I'll send it to him and ask him to, you know, explain why this is happening now and what the benefits are, and you know, is the state getting some group discount that they're trying to? I don't understand. It seems so random.
We're already under the state master plan, so I would think there would be no change there.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll follow up with Mike. I think an email directly to him from me as chair will get a response.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
All right.
Anything else for discussion?
I would like to the BK6 that we moved down.
Yes. Case number 16671. Is that it?
Right? Yeah, case number 16671. So I kind of queued it up in the other part of our meeting. But basically, I guess when I have some big concerns about this project, and I don't know quite honestly if they're fully warranted, but I know that there's been some companies that have moved around, and there's been some companies that have become insolvent that are maybe tied into some of this. And so normally we just put this out for request for a hearing. Anybody want it, they would do so, and then we would maybe do an informal or not. But I guess I'm thinking about maybe we just to set a formal hearing date in the PSC room, and the company that West Branch comes in and makes their case why they want to transfer to them, but most importantly why they feel they can execute this project, because the other company has not failed to do it. And there are a lot of red flags that popped up, so I wanted to see what your two thoughts were. I think maybe an informal might work, but I'm thinking a formal hearing, then we have a record developed that they have to produce information as to why they can actually build this thing.
Well, I will say I had some concerns too, and was relying on you as a portfolio holder. I thought, well, maybe you just had a better grasp than me. So I do appreciate you bringing this up. I think I'd be fine with that.
With which one, Randy?
With doing a formal.
Okay. Julie, do you have any thoughts?
I'm fine either way with you as portfolio holder deciding. Did they sign all the regular paperwork that they are going to? They've already provided all of that, the standard stuff that's required in these transfers?
Jerry's sitting here. I guess I've not delved down that far. I assume they've done, but I don't know. Jerry, what have they filed so far?
I have to go through it yet and make sure everything's been filed, but basically all they need is an affidavit saying that they are willing and able to take over the responsibilities that come with the permit. And the other thing was with public interest. The issues are in the notice.
Right. So, Alana, if we have the informal and the formal, what is the difference as far as the information that do you feel that they would have to give us? I mean, in a formal, they're going to have to present a case and bring it in.
Well, in a formal, they're sworn under oath, and in an informal, they're not. You do make that evidence part of the record if you jump through that hoop. But if you from an informal, because there's no sworn testimony or being subject to cross examination, if there becomes a factual dispute, you can't really rely on the informal to base your decision. Once it's a factual dispute, they pretty much need to go to hearing. So, kind of, our rule of thumb is kind of a staff level. If it turns into a factual dispute, or it looks like it's going to have some factual disputes, informal's not the way to go. Informal is okay for substituting for that hearing, as long as it's every, you know, the facts do not become in dispute.
Okay, then how about this for a thought? Alana's going to ask for a special meeting here to do the proposed legislation. So I think what I'd like to do is have Jerry retool this motion in the meantime, see what the appropriate filing fee is, and then we pick a date where we could have a formal hearing in the PSC hearing room.
One more question. What? So in a formal hearing, they'll bring evidence on the on why they're fit to carry out the requirements of our permit and why it's in the public interest. Is that what we'd be, what would be the issues that we'd be looking at in regards to transferring the certificate to them?
So those two issues in the notice there, and if you have some other issues you want to bring up, I guess we could put them in the notice.
I don't,
related to the site.
I don't have the notice in front of me though, so can you remind me what those two issues, did I get them right?
I think so, Brian. Have you got it there?
Well, I'm looking at the notice right now, but it basically it talks about the farm as well as the associated power line. The issues to be considered are whether West Branch agrees and is able to comply with the terms and conditions of certificate, and so agrees and is able to comply. So I think that to me is, you know, with the things that have happened with this project, I think the able to comply is, you know, what are their resources? What's their plans to? Do they have the ability to put up the capital? Do they have the plan to, I mean, I just, how do easements transfer over? There's a whole bunch of things that really come into play that I guess I have to flush out a little bit. I don't think this is as easy as someone signs a certificate saying, yep, we can do it, and we just say, okay. I think that, to me, Julie, is kind of the crutch of what's, I'm really stuck in my mind right now is someone says, yep, we can do it. Okay, well, yep, we agree that you sign a piece of paper saying you can do it, but how do you prove to us that you can do it? And it's up to them to come into the hearing and prove to us they can do it.
And so those issues, I think, are broad enough to cover all of that. Are they? Do they agree to it, and are they able to?
I'm fine with that. I just wanted to be clear about what we would be trying, what would we be focusing on in a hearing or in informal, for that matter.
Got it. So if that's okay, then I think what I'd like to do is follow through with that, is let Jerry figure out what the appropriate filing fee would be for that, for to have the formal hearing here, and then work on a date with everybody, and then let's get it taken. And if we can't get it by the special meeting, then we'll put it for the December 14th meeting. So with that, then will I hold this over?
I think you're withdrawing it.
I'll withdraw it. So I will be withdrawing BK6.
Without objection, BK6 is withdrawn.
Thank you all.
Anything else for discussion matters that I'm forgetting?
I'd like to add another one, acting chair.
Oh, I said scheduling it for discussion.
Yeah, that for discussion.
Okay.
Just, Julie, you kind of referenced it, but I wanted to make sure. So next week you said the governor's budget address and all. I'm a little unclear how that all plays out, and you two have more experience than that with me. So what's cooking next week?
Well, I called down there yesterday to figure out when their message is, and I believe, let me double check my calendar, but I think it's Wednesday at 10 o'clock when his budget message, when he actually presents his budget to the legislative, the pre-session.
So is that Governor Burgum?
I don't know.
No, this is Governor
Dalrymple. No, that's Governor Dalrymple.
Okay. I have 10 o'clock as well.
Yeah, and so he basically, what that is he's talked to all the agencies. We've submitted ours to him. They've met with us. He then comes and says, okay, here's what I recommend after all that. So it's a final executive budget recommendation.
Okay.
And then that goes to the legislature. And Burgum, I don't know if when you have a different governor, and this is where Randy maybe has some input, does he and his initial like state of the state, or does he have an opportunity to say, I make these recommended changes to the executive budget, or I'm not sure what his opportunity is for putting in his own ideas.
I don't think there is a real, you know, good
formal
guideline for how they do that. I think they kind of all do it differently. You know, like in the case of the last transition, he was part of the same administration. I didn't notice there was a lot of big changes. But, you know, certainly in the next few weeks, you know, they just send out a press release that they're proposing to do something, and it's kind of proposed, and they work on getting legislators or someone to sponsor it. And then, of course, at the State of the State, I'm sure that the new governor will roll out some new initiatives that will really set the stage for his term. So,
but he doesn't have an
variety of pieces, not a regular budget address.
He doesn't have a formal opportunity to amend the executive budget.
No.
So this is the final executive budget recommendation, and the legislature takes it from there. And Burgum will work on whatever changes he can just through the regular legislative process.
Yes, that's always been how it's happened in the past.
Okay, sounds good. I'm traveling back from my other trip, so I won't be there that day. But I don't know, do we notice that kind of thing, or we just, I'm sure you guys will go to it if you're here.
Well, I'm certainly intending to go to the governor's budget address, and then probably try and sit in, you know, right after that, the budget section of the legislature meets and discusses what they just heard. And so that can be quite interesting as well. You get a pretty good sense for, you know, if they're thinking that way too much has been slashed or that much more needs to be cut or, you know. So that starts at 11. And then also don't forget judge and former commissioner Sandstrom's
retirement
party is at 2.
I've seen that on the calendar. Is it on there for a specific time, or is it that day noticed? I
have 3:30 to 5:30 for his retirement.
Oh, I have it at 2.
Oh, okay.
So I guess we really don't know when it is.
If you go at 3, you should be good.
Invitations, because I know we didn't, but
okay, well, that answers my question. But do we need to notice that? I don't think we normally notice something as broad as that, do we?
We would notice if you're attending the session, yes.
Well, there's no doubt.
I'll be at the budget session. I'll be at the governor's budget as well, okay. So we might as well notice it.
All right, thank you. I have no other questions.
Okay, we'll move into scheduling then. See once. Shall we start with that proposed legislation? Because that's a strict deadline. Take number 5 first. What were you thinking on that, Alana?
I have the whole day tomorrow, so it doesn't matter.
But didn't you also want to? Were you talking about doing one on the 7th too?
We need a special meeting. Okay. To pass the motion to
the file. Okay. Okay, so as for tomorrow, what time works for everybody? I'm free pretty much all day.
Anything works for me, just as long as staff maybe has some time, it's up to them.
Put it in the afternoon, like 1:30 or something, and then if we are producing some redrafts, we would have a little more time.
Does 1:30 work for you, Julie?
It does. I have to be out at the University of Mary for a board meeting at 3, so... We maybe should make it 1.
Should we go 1 o'clock?
1 is fine.
Jerry, can you cover that OMS call for me tomorrow at 1? Yeah, that works fine for me.
Okay.
So what are we going to call that? Proposed legislation discussion? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go up to the top then, the Otter Tail Power Public Information Exchange meeting. Daryl laid out, I assume these are options,
yes.
December 21st, 22nd, 28th, or February 3rd. Seems like a long stretch. If there's something to talk about in December already, I assume February 3rd is pretty late.
Well, I think, honestly, I'd go with February 3rd because we got Otter Tail cases in front of us right now. They're going to be here today to talk about the tariffs. I don't know what.
February 3rd works for me.
Yeah, I don't have any trouble with that. it's been a long time since we've had a PIE meeting with them, you know, in a general discussion. So the 21st is also available on my schedule.
Yeah, I'm booked that 21st and 22nd. I think the 28th, we've got a lot of folks will be out.
Well, then let's do the 3rd.
I mean,
what time and what and how long do you give it?
Well, I think the last PIE meeting we did was 2 hours, was a nice time frame, and the time, I guess, I'm indifferent. They usually come out that morning, so either a 1 or 11 or 1 or 10, but maybe 1.
Oops, I got into the wrong month here. 1 to 3?
Sure.
Okay, then directors' meetings for December, January, and February. Julie, as chairman, did you have any recommendations for...
Well, Brian, you're out. What are the days you're out that later in this month?
That last week is pretty bad, the 20th to the 23rd, I'm traveling. But, like, I'm just looking at my calendar, days that are wide open in December. I've got the 2nd, the 8th, the 16th. No, the 2nd, the 8th, the 12th in the afternoon, the 19th. Any of those are wide open right now.
Do we have that Quest hearing on the 12th in the afternoon?
Right, that's why I recanted that right away.
Yeah,
so
it's on a settlement, though. May not take a full day. It's up to you.
Well, should we schedule for the afternoon? One thing about a director's meeting, they're more easily switchable if for some reason Quest takes longer.
I think that's a good idea. Let's do it on the 12th.
Okay, so at 1:30?
Sure.
And then when we get into January, there's Mark and, you know, the other things associated with the first week. I'm pretty free the 2nd week, and the longer we go into it, I suppose the more likelihood that we hit whatever date our budget hearing is going to be. So does
10, 11, 12 are wide open.
10, 11, 12 work for you?
Any one of those, yeah.
How about those for you, Julie?
They look good. Any of those dates look good, so should we just go with the 10th?
January 10th, 1:30 again?
Sure.
And then as we get into February, I don't have very much stuff on my calendar yet, to be honest with you.
We've got Nehruk the week of the 12th, so that 7, 8, 9, or 21, 22, 23 are wide open for me.
21, 22, 23 might be entering in those final days of the first half of the session when we get pulled in for some change or something like that, so... What were your days in that 2nd week? 7, 8, 9, or did you say 8, 9, 10?
7, the whole week is actually good, except Monday.
How are you for that week of the 7th through the 10th, Julie?
I'm okay, except for the 8th.
So the 7th
and so I would
February 7th at 1:30?
Sure.
Okay, and then a special meeting on proposed legislation.
Yeah, either the 7th or earlier on the 8th. But if the 7th is full now, I don't see it on here, but you're you've got things on yours. So,
yeah, I'm really getting pretty tight on the 7th. Is
we have like 4 o'clock or something? I don't know.
I think we should do the 6th because I leave on a. I have a fellowship, this Rodell Fellowship, my final series on. I leave at 6:30 a.m. or 8:30 a.m. on the 8th.
Okay, then.
Well, how about if we did it on the 7th after that retirement reception? Because on the 6th, I've got, and I have kind of flexible times on these. They're not squared up yet, but that's the day I'm meeting with the telco managers and with the Egg Coalition.
And we would appreciate the extra day. I just know how these things go.
So when we...
This meeting won't take long, right? This is the pretty meeting,
the meeting
simple
won't,
special meeting.
The meeting won't, but I know how preparing the final versions of the bills, we would appreciate the extra day to do that, if you can fit it in on the 7th.
Could everybody come back right after the retirement reception?
Sure. I have 3:30 to 5:30 on my calendar for that retirement reception for Sandstrom in the Great Hall. On the 7th.
What about 3 o'clock?
How about 3 o'clock then?
For me, I'm going to be traveling back, but I can call in at that time, so whatever time works for you guys.
Oh, yeah, you're in Fart.
That's fine. I can call, but call in.
Is 3 o'clock okay then?
If it's okay with you, Brian.
Yeah, I'll call in. That's fine.
Okay, let's do it on the 7th at 3 o'clock. And then the work session on wind farm decommissioning. Well, I guess I was hoping to have that as soon as possible, but I know...
When was Jack thinking he would... He was tied up this week, he thought. Next week he could work on it.
He was tied up this week when... He's right here. He just walked in. That was when we had the hearing, so Jack's right here, I guess.
Yes, Commissioner, at the last work session, I believe you guys requested that I have some discussions with industry as well regarding some of the decommissioning rules. And so I was going to solicit some, I guess, information from some people involved in the industry as well as other parties and get their input and then incorporate the changes that you, all the commissioners requested into the rules. And I imagine that would probably take me a couple weeks. Of that works.
So why don't you throw out a proposal, Jack, in terms of when you think you could have it ready for another work session?
Sure, maybe by the 15th or 16th of December.
Well, I was sure hoping we could do it and maybe revolve it around something we already have on the 12th or the 13th, so that perhaps if there was a motion forthcoming, we could do it at the meeting on the 14th.
Okay.
Maybe late the 12th?
What's that? What do we have on the 12th?
The hearing in the morning and then the 1:30, we just scheduled something on the 12th.
Director's meeting. Yeah. How about a meeting? Director's meeting.
What did you say, Julie?
Immediately following the director's meeting.
That's exactly what I was going to suggest.
Sure, I can shoot for the 12th then. I'll work to try to get that done first.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you want a specific time or do you want it to be immediately following? I mean, it doesn't matter to me, but people will... Pardon me? Yeah.
I don't know, it's 3?
3 o'clock?
It's fine by me.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome.
And that's all I have as far as scheduling. Anything else?
No.
Hey.
Okay, we're adjourned.
Thank you.